And I'm joined by my guests in the studio today by Tracy Johnson, Partnership Liaison Officer at Vita Health Group NHS Talking Therapies, who's been on the show several times. And also joining us today is Mark Cox from Billericay's Men Group. So a very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's the first time on the show for you, Mark.
It is indeed, yes.
And is it the first time on radio?
It's the second time on radio.
Right. So you're an old hat at these things.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Right, we're going to be chatting to you in a second. First off, we're going to start off with Tracy, as we do always. Now, we're talking about men's mental health. So there's lots of help out there, and it's great that you come in because you tell us about all the help that's available, and a lot of it, or most of it, is free.
Yes, it is indeed. Thank you so much for having me here again on Phoenix Radio. I'm here from NHS Talking Therapies today. I just want to reach out to let everybody know that there is free therapy in the area in Billericay and Brentwood. It's very easy to access. You can go onto our website, which is vitahealthgroup.co.uk. A little chat bot will appear. We'll ask you a few questions and then it will book you an assessment for your therapy. The other way to come into our service is by telephone 01268 977 171. So it's just reaching out if anyone is feeling stressed, anxious. This time of year can be very hard for some people. So if you are feeling those anxieties and stresses, do reach out and do get some help from our therapy team, who are a great team in the area, by the way. The other thing is, yeah, we're here today to talk about men's mental health as well as, you know, everyone that's struggling. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple of clubs out there. The Billericay Men's Shed is a great club. It's Mondays to Wednesdays in the morning at Lake Meadows, and we will be putting the website up on this feed so you can see where to go. Also, they have a men's shed in the Doddinghurst Church, and that's generally on Monday morning and Friday from 1 till 3. They've got an actual shed down there, which is fabulous, next to the church. They've allowed me in once to have a cup of tea and a cake, but it's really great because the men talk about stuff and they open up, and then they know where to signpost there to get the help. And so I've also brought on Mark today. He's from the Billericay Men's Group in the High Street there, again reaching out for men, getting them together to talk. So we are just reaching out to say, anyone that is struggling, please don't just sit there. Do get on the phone or do get on the website or do go to one of these groups and start getting yourself some help.
And you've also got on your website, there's lots of videos and things that people can look at as well, but while they're waiting for maybe the help that they need or to speak to somebody.
We do, absolutely. So some people might feel, oh, I'm not sure, you know, I'm really nervous about coming to therapy. So we've got some taster sorts, well, some sessions on there. So on our website, under the hub, there are a bunch of webinars and podcasts that are delivered by our clinical leads on a variety of topics, stress, anxiety, and you can just download those onto your phone and listen to them. If you think, oh, I'm not sure about therapy, start with that. Start listening to the podcasts and the webinars, and then you might think, oh, actually, it'd be great for me to talk to someone, and then you can reach out. Or if you're waiting for, you know, to come to see us, again, they're good tools to listen to, and they're delivered by our clinical leads. So you've got some really good tools and tips on there to help you get better.
Do you think there's an increase at this time of year, or is it more or less the same?
Well, I think there are always people that struggle with mental health because it's just life. There are things that happen in life, and some things are very difficult to deal with. And but I do think Christmas, some people are very lonely. They may have lost partners, and it rears, you know, then you suddenly feel it a little bit more. I know some of my friends that have lost their sort of mothers and fathers, and they may have lost them for over 10 years, but still at Christmas they feel a little bit anxious and a little bit sad. So sometimes these tools that the therapy give you do give you little tools to sort of break that mood or just help you, really. And sometimes it's just good to talk to someone.
Now, we've got our guest in the studio as well as yourself, Tracy, joined by Mark Cox from Billericay's Men's Group. Hello, good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Now, tell us about how this group started off. Is it the brainchild of yourself?
Yes, I'm the founder of the Billericay Men's Group. if I go back 5 years ago when I was struggling with my own mental health, I never really had the courage or knew there were support services out there. So I kind of struggled on my own, really. And then turning the corner a couple of years ago, I just thought, no, I want to do my bit, give something back to help. So I've set up Billericay Men's Group to do just that.
What can men expect? So if they go, you've got the Facebook page, so if they go onto it, what can they expect when they come along? Because I suppose it's a bit like women are used to going to the doctors a lot more, and men seem to still have that thing, very stoic, well, nothing wrong with me. So tell us about what they can expect if they're listening out there and thinking they would like some help.
Yeah, the whole purpose of the group is just to create a safe space for men to come and share, talk about whatever they've got going on. We'll celebrate their victories as well as their talk about their struggles. But it's really that there's no judgment. And that's the beauty of these spaces. The most difficult thing for us men is actually walking through that door. But I can promise you, with my hands on my heart, once you come through, you'll be pleased you've done it. It's a lovely, safe environment.
And what sort of things do you do? Are you making stuff? Or are you kind of sitting around and talking? Do people have to talk when they come along? How does it work?
Yeah, so we run on a circle, if you like. So the idea, again, is everybody's equal. So even myself, I have my own struggles, so I might share 1 week. But the idea is everyone's equal. There's no pressure to share. You can just rock up for a cake and a cup of tea if you want and listen to other people. And when the time's ready, you can share in the space. But effectively, we're an open talking group. My personal experience is stress and anxiety affect the body as well as our minds. So I bring some embodiment practices in, a little bit of breath work, just to help men reconnect with their bodies, because that helps us reconnect with our emotions.
And this is open to any age group. Is it from 18 or 16 upwards?
Yeah, 18 upwards. 18, I think we've got a guy at the moment that's 82 with us, so which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is. Tell us about, without giving names, obviously, we're not going to do that, but tell us about somebody that's come through the door and the journey that they've had to get to the other end that made a difference to their lives.
Yeah, okay, so we've got a guy in the group that had quite a severe mental breakdown 18 months ago. And he was realised that he had to do something a bit different, so he brought some changes into his life. But one was his wife actually found the group on one of our posters. So he's been coming to the group since it started day one, and he's turned into a bit of a champion for it, really. It's given him a sense of purpose. Again, for men, we really struggle with knowing what our passions are and knowing what our purpose is in the world right now. So this group environment, it fosters a sense of brotherhood, which is really important for us.
And is there any fee, or do people, is it a free service? How does
it's
it
a completely
work?
Free peer-to-peer support. Wow. Group, so...
That's brilliant.
That is amazing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I think sometimes people out there, especially if you've got money worries, and that's another thing added to pressure on your mental health, sometimes you think, I couldn't go to a therapist. It's going to cost me a couple of £100 for every session I go to. I can't do these clubs. But these are free things that you can really help yourself with. Which is amazing.
Absolutely, as well. And the good thing about, by vocalising it, by talking in these groups, we normalise other therapies. So it's easier for men to walk through the door and seek other sorts of spoken therapy or other types of therapy, which is really, really important for us as well.
So when they come to you, if they say, I've got X, you can go, I know somebody in that section, I can point you in this direction as well.
Exactly, yeah. That. You know, the group's... The dynamic of the group is quite diverse at the moment. We're dealing with quite a lot, but there's always common ground. But at some point, someone might need specialist service, so then we'll signpost to the relevant group or service.
And I can imagine that there has to be laughter included in this as well, because I know we're talking about mental health and it is a serious issue for people, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and there will be laughter.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the key things we will look at is play. You know, as men, when did we last go out to play? Mm. You know, reconnect that time when we were a child, where we were carefree, you know, didn't have all these societal pressures that we face now. So yeah, play is important, and you know, a good sense of humour, definitely. So.
And when are the sort of workshops, if you like, when are you open for business?
Yeah, so we meet every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chantry Centre in Billericay. Which is probably the best kept secret in Billericay, that building.
That's amazing.
But
yeah.
for those that don't know it, it's down beside the Artisan Bakery and the Checkers public house.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, safe venue as well, a beautiful space.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do lots of things there, so you must check it out. I've got a friend who lives on that road as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, luckily. Yeah. Only have to walk up. And also the Fabulous Checkers, which is a great pub for music as well. So that's on a Wednesday between 7 and 9 p.m. And that's Billericay's Men Group. You can find all the details up online. Do you want to give a quick shout out for that? But I will put the details up on the website as well.
Yeah, currently the best place to find us is on Facebook, so Billericay Men's Group. I've also got a link up on my website, which is www.theenergyalchemist.co.uk/BMG. And that will take you to the page for the groups.
And if I could just ask you both, if you can give out just a little bit of, if somebody's out there now and they're listening and they're going, oh, I'm unsure, I don't know what to do, give us a little bit about what they can achieve if they get some help.
I think firstly, it's reassure them that they're not alone. We're all struggling with some form of anxiety or depression. The second one is okay not to be okay. You know, we've got to drop these false beliefs as men, particularly, you know, that grown men should be seen and not heard. You know, little boys don't cry and things like that. You know, we've got to be tough. We've got to do this on their own.
Yeah.
Just come through the door. Come and experience it for yourself.
Lovely. And Tracy?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are struggling, please don't leave it. Reach out and get that help. You can come through to our service. The GP would refer you to us, but as you know, you don't need to go to the GP. You can self-refer yourself straight into our service. And we do have really high recovery rates, and it's wonderful to see people back on track. And, you know, we're making people better and they're enjoying their lives and they're learning the tools to manage their anxieties. And it's just a wonderful thing to see when I'm out and about in my role and I see many people, they come up and thank me because they've done our therapy and they're back on track, but they also know what to do if they start feeling like that again. So just encourage everyone to don't be afraid, reach out and get the help.
Absolutely. All the details will be up on the website at the end of this interview as well. But thank you both for coming in and doing such a great job as well, and Mark for setting that up to help other people.
Yep, thank you very much. Thanks for having us today on Phoenix. It's been great. Lovely.
You'll have to come back. And then next month you're coming back. Tracy's, you're back here for the next couple of months.
I am. Next month I will be back. And we are discussing, obviously, mental health and for older adults. And we're going to be with United in Kind, which is Lonely in Isolation charity, and how we can reach out for those that are listening at home who are an older adult and how we can help them with some therapy and get them back on track.